Okay, good.
What's your names, quickly?
Lawrence.
Lawrence and?
Frank.
So let me introduce Lawrence and Frank, who will be talking about GPU stack, and we are just about to start, so let's start.
Hello, everyone. My talk is GPU stack building a simple and scalable management experience for diverse AI models. So my name is Lawrence Lee. This is my colleague Frank Mai. So we are building some open source projects for using AI models. So this talk is mainly about the GPU stack, which is a tool to manage your GPU clusters for running AI models. And another one is GGUF parser. GGUF parser plays an important role in GPU stack. It is a tool for checking GGUF files so that we can read those metadata and do estimations like how much memory should be used for this model. And GGUF parser itself is actually a standalone project. It is also being used by other open source projects like LocalAI. And you can also use it as a standalone CLI for evaluating the GGUF modifiers. So in this talk, we will basically split it into two parts. At the first part, we will introduce GPU stack, what problems we are trying to address, and the experience we have when building these projects. And the second part, Frank will discuss what is under the hood in the GGUF parser. How do we compute those memory estimation stuff? So let me do a quick recap. So, how have we run LLMs locally in 2024? So we all know that like Llama CPP itself is an outstanding piece of software. It helps us to be able to run LLMs in many hardware, especially for those GPU pools. And Olama and the LM Studio are also famous tools. It helps many developers to be able to serve LLM or large models on their laptops. And actually, we also have other inference engines, we call that, like the VLM, SGLang, and many others like TensorRT or etc. The list can be very long. So how do it scale? We know that we can use tools like LM Studio on our laptop easily. But in terms of the scalability, we can face some challenges. Because most inference engines itself does not address the scalability issues. They mainly focus on the inference performance or how to improve the throughput of your service. So for the scalability, we probably need to rely on something else. For example, you can use Ray. It's a distributed system for running machine learning workloads, or it can be DeepSpeed, which is a library which is useful for making distributed training and inference effective.